You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
On Thursday, I spoke to the duo behind Atapuo, Ellie Held, the writer and director, and producer Angel Kamita, about their upcoming short film heading to the Show Me Shorts Film Festival. Here is our chat. Your debut film, Atapuo, is set to premiere at the Show Me Shorts Film Festival next month. Firstly, I want to know the working relationship between the two of you. How did this film come about?
We're both in the ballroom community here in Tāmaki Makaurau, so it was, we're always doing projects within the community and things like that. And I work in film and television in my day-to-day anyways. And I had an idea, and I knew there was an application for some funding coming up. And I, from day one, hapai te hayata, shout out. And I just put it on my Instagram story. And Angel replied pretty quickly. And within like a couple of days, we had like a working team.
Fantastic. And have you two known each other for a while?
Yeah. So I've been in ballroom for like 3 or 4 years, and the whole time, pretty much, I think you've been in ballroom. Mm. We both came into ballroom around the same time, quite a few years ago. And so, yeah, we've been pretty close and stuff, seeing each other around. But definitely the film was kind of a good opportunity to like work together on a closer level. But then also I feel like we got a lot closer during the process as well. It was sort of like seeing each other around and being part of the same community. And then now like, oh yeah, I'll rock up at your house a bit and just knock on your door to wake you up sort of thing. So yeah, definitely got a lot closer there.
That is very beautiful to hear. And we'll touch more on the ballroom scene a little bit later on. But firstly, what is the importance of this film being set here in Tāmaki Makaurau, especially within the context of following the protagonist, Hiwa, who is a young Māori trans woman?
Tāmaki Makaurau is like kind of like a living, breathing character in the film. Like, it's the backdrop, but it's like everything in the film is based off of it. And I think the main character is from out of town, and her storyline kind of follows. It's very autobiographical, but it's also very, like, it's a common experience that a lot of takatāpui young adults that just leave the home experience. It's that modern urban trans Māori migration. So they talk about the big Māori migration after post-World War II. Well, I think for like takatāpui, that never stopped. Like, we're still migrating to the cities and stuff just to find ourselves and things. And that was actually a big connection that Angel and I had on the film. And so, yeah, that's kind of the relationship between our main character and Tāmaki Makaurau.
And if we're touching on that further, discussing Tāmaki Makaurau, you specifically touch on the city's queer nightlife and the ballroom scene. How does this come into play in the film? And what is the importance of angling the film towards this element of the urban takatāpui experience, which you briefly just touched on?
It's crucial. And I think that's one of the main reasons we wanted to make the film, really, was to highlight these like ongoing cycles that the queer nightlife has provided for takatāpui youth. It's like queer nightlife and whakawahine, tahine elders, they've always kind of like welcomed in the younger takatāpui and sort of whangai them into their chosen whānau. And it's all done through the nightlife. I mean, nightlife in Tāmaki Makaurau is built off of the backs of the girls working the streets and the corners, which is probably a bit harsh to say, but it really is. That's what Karangahape Road was known for, and it's what brought energy and life to the city. And then they were entertainers, and then now the girls are still entertaining through music and stuff like that. And so it's that ongoing relationship between nightlife and takatāpuitanga, and that relationship of through the generations, these elders taking on the youngers and bringing them into the clubs, bringing them into spaces like ballroom or things like that. And that's where people find safety as well and community. And yeah, just wanted to highlight that because we're still out here doing it with Nympho and Filth and stuff, and those places really inspired us. But as you look back, it was always happening.
And that actually touches on a lot of my next question here. Ellie, with your director's statement, I'll just read a part of what it says for the listeners, because it is really beautiful. I walk through doors left open by a long line of takatāpuhi and Māori storytellers who have used the screen to give voice to our communities. Atapuo feels like a natural continuation of those stories, one that honours that decades-long tradition version of Māori trans women opening their hearts and homes to younger trans women arriving in urban centres. What has your experience been like in this capacity as a whakawahine creative, and how has the sense of community been reflected in this film?
Yeah, I mean, it's everything. I think I said it in a video we did for socials, but like being Māori is knowing you're never the first. Like that's kind of like intrinsic to being Māori is to always recognize what led to that moment, what's still helping you in this moment and things like that. And so definitely with this film, I mean, we stand on the shoulders of people like JC, Iman and Faf Swag, who stand on the shoulders of people like Ramon Te Wake, and people like that who have been doing this mahi for a long time in filmmaking. And so many more that are kind of like less visible as well. But the doors are like left wide open, and it's so much easier for us nowadays. But in terms of like with our film, we tried to pull from all of that. And so we actually have a lot of those names we mentioned at one point or another in some capacity touching on the film. So the supporting role is played by my Bora mother, but she's also a Faf Swag member, and so she's one of those ones that left the doors open for us, and we kind of pulled her into this to be one of the leads in our film. And then we were mentored by Ramon Te Wake as well, so she was the whakawahine who hosted Takatāpui on Māori television in the early 2000s, which was the first like Takatāpui show ever on our air. And so yeah, to have that community kind of come in and wrap around, and to see that like legacy reflected in not only like us carrying that to the space, but like actually in the space with us, it helped us so much, like shape the story, how we did the production, how we released the film. Yeah, being able to carry all of that with us was a blessing.
That's very beautiful to hear. And with that sort of experience, do you think you've also grown as a person as well?
Totally. I think one of the biggest growth that happened for a lot of us on the film was actually being able to reconnect to those like elders in the community and to honour them properly. And I think we also had a really big emphasis of bringing Te Ao Māori into the filmmaking process, which is something that I get a hint of at my mahi. My work does amazing work with that, but as an editor, I don't really get to experience that much. So coming into this as a director, we tried to pull Te Ao Māori into it, but in a very takatāpui way. And so shout out to Poinamu Rudawhe, who was our Po Manaaki on set, which is such a small name for the role that she did. Like, it wasn't just Manaaki. She advised us, she implemented karakia that she had composed about the trans experience and stuff. So every morning we started with a pau on like a waiata sort of thing, which talked about all the whakawahine, the Māori trans women that came before us. And so we sort of brought them into this space with us every morning, and we closed like that as well. And so we grew a lot. And then I think we all left the film carrying that into our like everyday practices, which was amazing. We all kind of learned at least one waiata, and we all kind of experienced karakia. And so through the space, we were kind of like re-indigenizing our queerness as well, and learning how to apply that into our further practices with everybody else. So it was a really good little catalyst. And yeah, Pona Murudafe was a big part of that.
That sounds like quite an incredible and beautiful experience you guys and the rest of the team had on set. Like, absolutely very beautiful. Like, I'm kind of left speechless here. I can't even speak. I want to touch on the music side of the film as well. The film features artists such as Samara Lofa, Lady Shaka, Karu, Andwan, and Brown Boy Magic, which I'm pretty sure we've both played. Shreya, my co-host, and I have played quite a lot on our show. Absolutely love them. How does music play a role in this film, and how did you two decide on whose music is played in the film?
Definitely like a large feature of the film is a lot of Samara Alufa, and that connection was kind of Angel's connection actually, and we sort of tapped into that. And yeah, she just has the most beautiful waiata, and it's not original songs, but we wrote a lot of the film with them in mind, and so it sort of underscores really pivotal points and things like that. But in general, all of these artists are like the club staples here at places like Filth and Nympho, that's who you're going to hear, and those are the people that we key with in the green room when we're lucky enough to be let in. But those are the people we hear. Those are the people that not only played in the space, but they're from the space, and they're from a similar experience to this film as well. And so it was really important for us to choose Takatāpui and MVP Faf musicians that like reflected the stories and stuff like that, so that in every layer of the film you're immersed from this experience. But also on like a less deep level, they have some fab music. We have some amazing music in Aotearoa, in Tāmaki Makaurau especially. The electronic music is insane, and just wanting to highlight that. And we're very blessed that these people allowed us to put it into their film. But yeah, we're also really good friends with quite a few of them, so it helped.
No, fair enough. And like, yeah, you're absolutely right. Tāmaki Makaurau has produced some incredible musicians. So it's very awesome that you guys have decided to feature them in your film. Now, final question here. Atapuo will be premiering at the Show Me Shorts Film Festival next month, which we've discussed. How can people get tickets, and where will it be available after its premiere?
So it's premiering in a week or so time on October the 11th at Show Me Shorts. That screening is unfortunately already sold out. They've announced a second screening the day later on October the 12th on Sunday. And you can get tickets to the day one. Oh, sorry. You can get tickets to the Show Me Shorts Film Festival website. There'll be a screening called Day One Shorts, which is part of the cohort that we're a part of. And so, yeah, there'll be 8 films. They're all looking like absolutely amazing. I know that there's at least one other, no, sorry, there's another trans story about a trans refugee in that screening. And there's also another story about a Māori Samoan sapphic love story as well. So there's some great queer content, and then there's some other great content as well. So highly recommend people go October the 12th, yeah. A few days later, follow us on socials, either at Day One NZ or at Ekare Collective. A couple of days later, it will go out on YouTube as well, and it'll go out on Māori Plus as well. So if you miss the screening, it won't be a few days before everyone in Aotearoa can watch it. But in terms of final thoughts, I think, yeah, just hire the girls. Hire the girls, work with the girls. That was the most beautiful thing about our production, was having these industry professionals working with these girls from our community. Some of them that have, and boys from our communities, the trans men really carried our film, actually, doing our locations. But having these industry professionals working with our community, some of them working for the first time, and having these industry professionals going, wow, like your community works so hard and they're so amazing and they look amazing. And yeah, so hire the girls, hire our community, and like amazing things will.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.